Hi, I'm Heidi de la Cruz of the American Dream in the Eyes of Immigrants podcast, and I'm the guest today in the Women in Podcasting show.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Welcome, everyone. Jennifer Hensel here of the Women in Podcasting show, and I'm very excited to introduce you to our guest today, Heidi de la Cruz. And Heidi is a woman in podcasting leader, and she has her own podcast. And I am just so thrilled to share her story with you today. So I want her to tell you her story in her own words. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here and the opportunity to be a leadership in the group. It's been such an honor. It's been great.
Heidi, you have a message that's leading the way on a certain topic, and I want you to tell everybody about it. Tell us your story.
Yes. So I live in the United States and I was born in the United States. However, my parents are immigrants from the Dominican Republic. So I am a child of immigrants. And pretty much now my whole family has migrated here. So like my very, you know, very intimate, you know, family, they're all here. They all migrated little by little. And, you know, even my husband, who I married, was born in the Dominican Republic, and his family migrated here. So I'm very, very familiar with the immigration process, with the struggles that immigrants go through moving to a new country, navigating the system. And then just me as a child of immigrant, just like learning also, like doing a lot of firsts, right? And kind of like figuring it out on my own, because my parents, you know, didn't go to college here or didn't, you know, didn't do certain things in this country. So I started a podcast about immigration, having migrants come on and just share their story. And how this came about was I knew back in 2019 that I wanted to start a podcast, right? It was just in my heart. It's like, okay, I want to start a podcast, but it's like, what do I want to do? So at first I had, thought about like just having a friend come on and we can talk about, you know, what incredible things they're doing in their lives, right? And then have them share their story and things like that. But it wasn't until 2022 that I actually came across an article that I read on Medium. And it was a migrant from Kenya. And she was speaking about each cultural shock that she experienced here in the United States really diminished her confidence, right? So she like used examples of like the language barrier, the accent, the foods and things like that. And every cultural shock just like, you know, really diminished her confidence. And then I was thinking, I was like, we don't really talk about that. We don't talk about the journey, what they experience, what they go through once they're in this country. You know, we hear about like how they get here and different things, but we don't really talk about their journey. So I remember after reading the article, talking to my husband, and I was like, hey, like, what was your first memory of coming to the United States? He was 9, right? But it was such an impactful event in his life that to this day, he remembers how he felt, what he saw, and emotions that he was feeling. And so once he told me his story, I was like, that's a podcast episode, you know, right there. And so just knowing that like my family were all immigrants, I have a lot of friends that are immigrants. So it's like I have people that I can talk to on the show. So that's where that journey came about. And my mission with it is to change the narrative of immigration to a more compassionate and empathetic way. Because right now there's just such a negative light on it, you know, just from like what people can get from the news, from social media and things like that. But I really feel that by listening to the stories, listening to the journey, you can be like put yourself in those shoes more easily than just like reading a story or a news article online or what you hear on TV or things like that. So, and I also want to provide a safe space for migrants to share their story. And a lot of guests that I have had on have told me, like, I've never talked about this before because no one has ever asked me before. Like, no one has ever asked me about my immigration journey. Or some, you know, are, depending on what events happen as they got here, some of them are traumatized and just weren't ready to share until now. And so it's been really great just listening to different stories, learning different cultures, and really like humanizing this experience, right? Because it's not humanized when you hear from media. And yeah, it's just been amazing just to listen to all these stories, these journeys, being thanked for doing what I'm doing, because again, it's not very common to like talk about it. But yeah, so that is what my podcast is about and how I started.
Wow, what a beautiful message and mission that you have, and you're doing such an amazing job at it. I mean, really good work. What else can you share with us today, Heidi, that you want people to know about this issue?
Yes, I just think I have a few examples as to like why this topic is important, not just to me, but just to us, the community of immigrants. You know, just seeing also the struggle firsthand with my parents, like, you know, the language barrier and my dad, you know, having to work 2 to 3 jobs to, you know, make ends meet and things like that, just because they sometimes don't feel qualified for like certain jobs and things like that. So they take a lot of like low paying jobs. And so like they have to do multiple jobs to be able to make ends meet. But the one of the reasons why I find this information, this story and what I'm doing important is just like I had mentioned before, the information that's out there that you see from media is very biased. So depending on where you get your news information from or what you listen to really depends on what picture they paint for you, right? And since I'm in this topic, I'd like to see different sources. And it's amazing to me how like one event happens and I can read an article from one source and then another article from another source, and just how different and complete opposite they'll paint the picture of like what's going on. So I just really feel like if we listen and hear firsthand from those going through it or who are doing the work rather than from an outside source, then we can really get like to the root of cause and things like that, and really be educated of what is actually happening. Another reason why I find this information important is because everybody, I'm sure, can agree that the immigration system in the United States is flawed. There's just so much work that needs to be done to make it better. For example, people are waiting, like, you know, it's legal here to come to seek asylum, and people are waiting years to hear their cases be heard in front of an immigration judge. So for example, I know a family who has waited 7 years just to get their cases heard. So they bought a house, you know, they work, they have their own business, their kids are going to school. So like they're establishing their life here in the United States, but they still don't know if they are going to be able to stay. So they've waited 7 years to listen to get their cases heard. And then now they can wait up to 2 more years just to get an answer, just because of how backlogged the system is right now. So just imagine, like, you're establishing yourself in a country, you're thinking that you're going to live there, and then, like, you know, they could get no. And it's more common to get a no, your case is not approved, than a yes, which is what a lot of people don't know. Like, the approval rating of asylum cases is not that high. It's less than 50%. So less than half of the cases actually get approved. And the third reason why I find that this work and this information is important is, you know, at the end of the day, I get the same response from my guests about why they come here, why their family, if they came as children, why their family came here. And it's honestly because they're looking for a better life. You know, this country, the United States, is a country of opportunities and freedom. And it's what the country was built on, right? So it's what is presented out to the world. So it's like, why, if someone else is in another country and and they're struggling, or they're, you know, they don't feel safe and they're being threatened with their life, which a lot of people are, like, why would they not want to come to a country where they're being told is a country of opportunities, they're being told is a country of freedom, and where they can feel safe? So it's like, you know, and I even researched, like, the percentage of people that actually leave their country is actually not that high. It's like, I think it's like, it was like a 3.5% of the world population don't leave their country. Like, or sorry, they do leave their country. So it's very, very low. 3.5% of people actually leave their home country. The majority of people stay. And so, like, you know, we hear of all these numbers of people coming, but it's like, it's really not that many if you really look at the bigger picture. So, you know, my call to action for listeners would just be to listen to the podcast. Listen to these stories. Listen to these journeys, these struggles that people go through. It can really, really put your eyes and or your viewpoint into perspective, like how privileged we are here in this country, how privileged and just how blessed really we are here. And then just, you can really, really like feel, like see what they go through, their pain, their struggles. And some people have had beautiful experiences coming to the United States. It's not always bad. I've had guests who was like, it was very wonderful. People were welcome, welcoming, and you know, they really helped me. So I really like to get, you know, I really like to see that, like really the different experiences that people have here in the United States. So that's my call to action, just to listen to the podcast, share with a friend, be educated. There's nothing wrong with, you know, educating yourself on different topics. So yeah, so that would be my call to action and three reasons why I find this work really, really important.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that and for having such an amazing mission and message. And you can find the link on the Women in Podcasting show at womenofpodcasting.show, and we'll put it in the episode show notes. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing that. And I really hope that people listen to your podcast and be inspired. It is so inspiring. The stories are so inspiring, so informative and uplifting. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity to share this.
Bye for now.